I really just wanted to give you 2 minutes of an introduction as to why do we feel in Cambridge that we are legitimately able to hold a pineapple conference, and why do we have a giant over 10 foot tall illuminated pineapple on our front lawn. And why do we have a lot of wonderful pineapple shaped or motif objects in the exhibition? We have a pineapple shaped teapot, Staffordshireware, about 1750. We have a wonderful transfer printed cheap tile with an elegant couple in a garden with a pineapple growing in a pot, not dissimilar to one that Ivan Day will be showing us later. We have pineapple shaped biscuits in the exhibition. We have pineapple flummery molds with pineapple flummeries in the exhibition. We also have various images, wonderful paintings of pineapples. This is an early representation, it's about 1720, 1730, of a pineapple amidst nature in the exhibition. Well, it kind of goes back to the fact that at my beloved museum we have extraordinary pineapple finials on pineapple leaf railing, so do go and check those out. And also under the portico entrance lobby we have lots and lots of wonderful stucco work, including pineapples. So you know, what is the relationship of the Fitzwilliam Museum to the pineapple? Now many of our speakers may be alluding to this later on, but being a curator at the museum, I felt it my duty to draw your attention to the fact that this is our illustrious founder, Viscount Richard Fitzwilliam, and his grandfather, Matthew Decker, was a Dutch merchant who came over to England, settled from Amsterdam in London around 1700, 1702. He bankrolled the British crown, and he brought a large estate in Richmond upon Thames in Surrey. And his claim to fame, among other things, is that he was the first chap in Britain to grow on a commercial scale pineapples. So we have accounts really from the 1715, 1716 and so on, that he was able to grow 30 or 40 quite large pineapples a year in his garden in Richmond. And we have this fantastic painted portrait of a pineapple. And if you've got very, very good eyesight indeed, this painting is dated 1720. And we have some mathematicians, Jonathan, who will be speaking to us later, who can do the maths. It's 300 years ago that this pineapple portrait was painted, and it celebrates the art and the skill of the gardener, Telenda, growing the pineapple in Richmond, and also the art of the painter, Netscher, to immortalise forever in painted form one of Matthew Decker's pineapples. But of course, Matthew Decker was not to know at this point in 1720 that he was going to have various daughters who were going to have various children, of which one was our founder. So the true Cambridge connection to the pineapple is Richard Bradley. And in a way, it's Richard Bradley that brings us to the Botanical Gardens and to Herbarium today. Thank you, Lauren. Richard Bradley wrote this treatise in 1721, so 1 year after that painting was made, and this is a more a scientific representation of one of Matthew Decker's pineapple. And it talks about an account of the ananas, the West Indian pineapple, as newly flourishes, what does it say? Yeah, flourishes in Matthew Decker's garden at Richmond in Surrey. And he expounds how to grow pineapples. So this is 1721, and a couple of years later, for his sins, Richard Bradley became the first professor of botany here at Cambridge University. They didn't pay him any money, and so he basically made his money writing treatises such as this, and apparently the students hated him because he didn't do any teaching, because he wasn't paid, but never mind. Maybe there's why there's a strike on at the moment. That might have something to do with that. Anyway, I'm going to say a little bit more about the wonderful giant pineapple after Melissa says a few more words, but this is showing the giant pineapple arriving at about 5:30 a.m. A couple of months ago, and this was the slide to say, well, let's get the show on the road. So over to Melissa for a moment or two.
Hi, thank you very much, Vicky. Very much welcome to everyone. So Vicky and I started the exhibition about 3 years ago, working on the exhibition Feast and Fast, and I hope most of you have had a chance to see it. And we realized at the beginning and then sort of partway through again, I think we'd forgotten about the pineapple for a moment, that the pineapple was really a key part, was going to be a key part of the exhibition, partly because of the reason that Vicky has just explained, that there is this connection between the pineapple and the Fitzwilliam Museum. And we decided that we wanted to do something different with the pineapple. There are, in fact, quite a few books on the pineapple, including popular histories of the pineapple. So there's not literature on it. But what we wanted to do is try and combine some of the work being done here in the Fitzwilliam, and that's really, or sorry, here in the university, and that's where Lauren Gardner comes in. We wanted to talk to people who were part of plant sciences. And it's part of a kind of new field of scholarship called plant humanities that is trying to combine humanities and plant sciences. And this is a kind of first attempt at trying to bring these kinds of people together at the University of Cambridge. And I'm sorry that Emma Sperry's not here. She's not going to be here this afternoon. She's in France. And Vicky's actually going to read out her paper. But it was, in fact, Emma Sperry who actually got me on to plant humanities. And we went to Crash, and Crash kindly gave us money for a conference. And so we wanted to thank Crash. We wanted to thank the Trevelyan Fund at the Faculty of History for funding. And
also the Art Friends of Warwickshire, who have given us some sponsorship to some event aspects of the show, including the marvellous multi-sensory event that happened earlier today.
Okay, and also the Fitzwilliam Museum. So we're very grateful for those funders. So as I said, this is an attempt really to bring people together to have a conversation. We'll see what comes of it. We hope we'll get some kind of publication out of it. But it was also a chance to engage in a much more public way with the kinds of research we do here at the Fitzwilliam to a much wider audience. So very, very welcome to everyone who's here.
Thank you. So you'll know that some of you are here hopefully for both days, but some people are only coming for one day, some people are only coming for tomorrow. And we made a very, very deliberate decision at the beginning to muddle the straight arts with the social sciences and also with hard science, if you like. So I hope there'll be something in it for everybody. You've got the programme for today. There's some lunch at 12:45. There's some tours that you've signed up for at lunchtime. But just to say that for those of you who weren't with us earlier on today, we were very, very keen to make sure that people were aware of the sort of multi-sensory aspects of the pineapple. And one thing we're trying to do in the exhibition is to think not only about sight, but also about touch, about taste, and about smell. Because, of course, one of the great things about the pineapple when it first came to European shores was how do you describe something very, very exotic? So Sam Bompas and Rian Coulter are just basically clearing up after the wonderful sort of immersive experience we've just had on the lawn. But just to explain to you that they were responsible for popping up the giant pineapple on the lawn, and they explained about how the commission came to be. And we did a rather crazy a pineapple mist they started off calling it a gas explosion, which did not go down very well with my health and safety officers. So we sort of slightly, but anyway, so we're just going to show you now, for those, it's a very short 23-second video of Sam and Rin when they have put, we've boiled up some water, we've passed around some rather alcoholic drinks, we've got some pineapple-flavoured lollies, and then they pour in the nitrogen gas into this boiling water, and this is what, those of you who missed it, I'm sorry, but here you are. What happened half an hour ago? And it was scented, so we were all sort of imbibing the pineapple. So with great thanks to Sam and Rin, they will be joining us later, but that is just a taste, a virtual taste of what we did about half an hour ago. Thank you.